I'd like to start reading here Luke chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13, and verse 5 through 8. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things that you have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Consider the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That's a powerful verse right there. Amen. Let's go now to Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, and looking at verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. My goodness. All right. Tonight, we want to center in on, as I said, healing. And getting people to understand that Jesus is a healer. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means to me, whatever he was doing yesterday, he's doing today, and he'll be doing it when your great, 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 and Jesus don't come back, kids are doing it. Okay? Now, the gospel has power to it. Because it's interesting about the Word of God, virtue comes with the Word. Now, you have to believe it. But virtue comes with it. Now, I want to show you that. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. What's the power of God? Okay, the gospel, the word of God. Now, meaning that there is power in God's word. Now, I said virtue comes with it. Power comes with it. Let's go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, please. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. To everyone that believeth, says to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Look what it says in, this is Mark chapter 5, and it said in verse 25, and there a certain woman, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had but was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that what had gone out of him, virtue had gone out of him, he perceived that, turned him about in the press and said, now who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy what? Faith has made thee whole. Keep going. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Okay? Now, thy faith has made thee whole. So he didn't say God's power made you whole. And when we say whole there, we mean nothing broken, nothing missing. And that not only was her body healed, but she was made whole. She had spent all her money, and she was made whole. She had lost time with her husband, but she was made whole. The word of God will replenish. Word of God will restore time that you lost. It'll restore money that was taken away because of an illness. Don't just get healed, get whole. Let's get whole. That's the power of the word of God. But virtue flowed out of him. Him who? Jesus. Put up there, John chapter 1, please. And look at John chapter 1. And look here at verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Keep going. All things were made by who? Him. Him who? God. God who? The Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. So God the Father is the author of all things. God the Son is the Word of all things. And the Holy Ghost is the one who manifests all things. Going down to verse 14, please. And it says this. It says in verse 14, please. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, even the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was the Word. I said, Jesus was the Word. So what we're saying about him is that whatever the Word would do, he could do. Put up there on the board, please, Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13. And it says here, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the what? The Word of God. The Word of God. So I want you to see that. The Word and Jesus are one. Whatever Jesus could do, the Word can do. Let's go to Psalm, please. Psalm chapter 107, verse 20. In Psalm 107, verse 20, put it up on the board. He said, and he sent his word and healed them. And, come on, heal them. So as far as God is concerned, you're healed. Then said, might heal them. Because there's nothing that can withstand the word of God. And deliver them from what? Their destructions. So the word of God is a healer. The word of God has virtue in it, and Jesus is the word. And he said here over in Matthew, come on over there please, chapter 18 and verse 19. He says this. He says, and I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Next verse. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, keep going, there I am where? There am I in the midst of them. So are we gathered together in his name?
Yes.
Is he here?
Yes.
He is just as here as much as you are here. Now, I just said to you in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8 that Jesus Christ is what? The same yesterday, today. I gave you the wrong scripture. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. It says that Jesus Christ is the same, come on, yesterday, today, and forever. Now, let's just see what he was doing yesterday because whatever he was doing yesterday, he is doing today. Am I right about it? He doesn't change. God does not change. Says in Malachi chapter 3, he doesn't change, so he's doing the same thing. All right, let's look at some of the stuff he was doing. Praise God. Let's go over here, if you will, to Matthew's gospel. And Matthew, oh, God is telling me to go another scripture first. Let's go to Luke chapter 7, please. And let's go to Luke chapter 7 and look at verse 19. Now, this is when they're asking, John the Baptist sent some people out to say, hey, is he the one, or should we look for another? Now, John the Baptist is the one that had the revelation of it. But all of a sudden now he's kind of losing that perception, that he's getting some doubt is coming in there. And verse 19, John calling to him two of his disciples, he sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, and look we for another? And when the men were coming to him, he said, John the Baptist sent us to thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answered and said to him, go your way now. Tell John what things you have seen and heard. I said, have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. Glory to God. So he's qualifying himself and he's saying, wait a minute. Now I'm the same one that you're looking for. I'm the same one that John the Baptist talked and said, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. I'm the same one. Let's go over to John's gospel, please. And John chapter 10. Over in John chapter 10, this is Jesus. And he's starting to work towards the end of his ministry. And now he's being questioned. He made a statement that I and the Father are one. That's verse 30. And then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And he answered and said, many good works have I shown you of my Father. So which of these works do you stone me? And Jesus and the Jews answered and said to him, for a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them and said, is it not written in your law? I said, what? You are gods? And if you call them gods, whom the word of God came, then the scriptures cannot be broken. They cannot be set aside. They cannot be canceled. They cannot be disannulled or annulled. And look at verse 36. Say unto him, verse 36. Say ye of him, who the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, don't believe it. He's going to prove that he is who he says he is. And if he says, if I can't do the works of my Father, if you don't see any miracles happening, don't believe a word I say. Boy, that's putting that ministry right on the line, isn't it? All right. Now, Jesus has let me just give you a little background. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He found a virgin named Mary. And Mary, he chose as an incubator to bring Jesus into the world. Got it? Now, Jesus had to come into the world as a man because God gave man authority over him. And for Jesus to have the authority, he was going to have to be born here. So, God found a woman and said, through the angel that he was going to give her a child. And this holy thing that shall be born of her shall be the Son of God. Now, God, I want you to get this. None of the blood of Jesus came from humans. Because human blood was contaminated. You got what I'm saying? And the thinking is that God put this seed in Mary and the body. Watch me now. Came from her. Watch this. I don't believe that. I believe the body came from the seed. And she was purely the incubator. Now, I don't know. Now, you can't argue with me. You ain't got no rebuttal. All right. But the biggest thing is understanding that the blood didn't come from Mary or Joseph. Well, Joseph wasn't even in the picture. Okay. But it didn't come from Mary because it would have been contaminated. And what he needed was a holy vessel. And he was the Son of God wrapped in a seed and put inside this woman. Say amen to that. So now here is God in human flesh, operating as a man, anointed by God, healing. Now, I saw a story one time, and it was a man's daughter who was taken. And he was going to get her back. And it's like anything that he needed to enable him to get his daughter back, he had access to. He needed a corporate jet to fly over there that night, over into a far, I mean, anything he needed. And anybody that stood in his way, if they didn't move, was going to get hurt. Y'all wondering what this got to do with healing. I know. Turn with me over to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. All is well. Let me know when you get there. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 14. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair, talking about Sarah. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, these are rulers, and commanded her before Pharaoh. And the woman was what? Underline the word taken. She was taken. She was taken and put in Pharaoh's harem or house or whatever have you. Verse 17. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of who? Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this thing that thou hast done to me? Why didst thou not tell me she was your sister, your wife? And why saidst thou she is my sister? So I might have taken her to my wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. And Abram went up out of Egypt, and he was in his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him unto the south. And Abram was what? Very rich in cattle and silver and gold. How did he get that way? How did he get that way? The blessing. Okay, I'm not trying to complicate it. Pharaoh gave it to him. Let's go to Genesis chapter 20, please. Let me know when you get to Genesis chapter 20. This is when Abraham and Sarah are going on down now to Kadesh and Gerar, and now met up with Abimelech, King Abimelech. And look what it says in verse 2. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and what? Took Sarah. Underline took. And look what happened. But God came to Abimelech in a dream at night and said to him, "Behold, you are but a dead man. For the woman that you have taken, that is, she is another man's wife." I'm telling you, whatever the devil has taken from you tonight, he's going to have to give it up. See, it doesn't, healing belongs to you. Sickness does not belong to you. The enemy has tried to steal what belongs to you, and God is going to make him give it back tonight. Say amen to that. Boy, I went all over this Bible finding taken. What Satan has taken from people. He's taken their peace. He's taken their joy. He's taken their health. He's taken their, well, I'm just saying, he's a thief. He's a robber. But now it's time for vengeance. It's time for God doing justice on the enemy. And whatever the enemy has stole, I'm telling you, it's time for your release. It's time for freedom to come to your house, and whomever the sun sets free is free indeed. Say amen to that. Amen. Now, the devil just doesn't want to let folks go. Say amen to this. Power is the principal requirement for release. Power is your principal requirement for release. Y'all with me? Look at Exodus, please, and chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. And look what it says here in verse 19. "And I am sure the king of Egypt will not let you go, not by a mighty hand. And I'll stretch out my hand, and I'll smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will do what to you?" He's going to let you go. I said, he's going to let you go. So I'm just saying that it's interesting when you're talking about Jesus setting people free, it takes the anointing. It takes power. Because the enemy won't bow down for just anybody. It takes the power of God to make him bow. Say amen to that. Let's go over to Acts, please, in Acts chapter 10. Whatever the devil's put on you, God's going to take it off tonight. I said God is going to take it off tonight. Say amen to that. Look what he says in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, come on, and with what? Power. Who went about what? Doing good. Keep going. Underline all, if you will. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because for who was with him? God was with him. God was working with him. God was working through him. God was making this happen. Now, I want you to get this now, because God has turned the authority of everything over to the Son. So now the Son is going to make it happen. And it's enough power in Jesus to do anything. Whatever is needed to be done, Jesus can make it happen. Let's go to a couple of places. Let's go. Anything that's making you uncomfortable tonight is going to be removed. Now, you can sit there and gaze at me if you want to, but tonight I'm your prophet. All you got to do is believe what I'm saying. You don't try to intellectually analyze me. What you got to do is believe the Word of God. The Word of God says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established, and believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Praise God. And you shall prosper. Put it up on the board. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, please. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. I'm still waiting for it to come up on the board. That's verse 20. So shall you be established. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Keep going. Believe. All right. Praise the Lord. Y'all got a Bible there. Y'all got a Bible, right? Let's just look on the Bible. Praise Him. Praise God. I ain't gonna look. Just look at your Bible. Okay. Now, here's the deal. God sent Jesus. And the Bible says he could do no mighty works in his own hometown because of their unbelief. They wouldn't believe what he said. Well, I know him. He helped fix my sink in the house. Well, somebody said, well, I know Bill Winston. I saw him driving his car down there on Roosevelt Road the other day. But that doesn't make any difference. Amen. I can still be anointed. Right. Amen. See, the church has gotten away from the supernatural. Yes. See, the church is not natural. Right. We're supernatural. Yes. You can hear me preach, believe it, and go out and work a miracle with it. Are you following what I'm saying? Amen. So I'm saying, as I'm preaching tonight, don't think that I'm up here just saying words. But the gospel is the power of God. Yes. That as I release this and you receive this, it will do the same thing for you that it did for that woman. Now, folks, we got to believe the gospel. Look at Matthew's gospel in Matthew chapter 4, please. Matthew chapter 4. Praise God. We're going to get it together. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4. Amen. In Matthew chapter 4, look what it says here in verse 23. Y'all with me? And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. And the fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy. And what did he do to them? How many? I bet he healed everybody in there. Now you can't tell me everybody in there was living right. Say amen to that. So I'm saying, stop looking so hard at yourself. I know you messed up, you know what I mean? But God's gonna clean you up. Tonight is cleanup night. And it's time for your release. Come on now, that enemy has been putting sickness and disease on you too much. I said you will never catch another headache. Your days of having a headache are over. I said it. I command the powers that have been operating over your life. I command every demon power, every witchcraft power, every sorcery power to be broken this night in the name of Jesus. No longer will you have to go through what you've been going through. I said in the name of Jesus, I speak divine healing and health to your body and your mind. Say amen to that. I break every inappropriate thought into your mind right now. I break the power of it. I said I break the power of it. The centurion said, you don't need to come to the house. Just speak the word only. I said, just speak the word only. Matthew chapter 9, please. Let me know when you get there. I said, let me know when you get there. I got some believers in the house here. I know that. Verse 35, and Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the what? Gospel of the kingdom and healing what? Every sickness, keep going, and every disease, come on, among the people. Now, we're not going to limit God tonight. I said, we're not going to limit God tonight. It's two things that I want you to look at in terms of God being unlimited tonight. Are you ready for it? Look over at Psalms chapter 105, please. Psalm chapter 105. Glory to God. I said, Psalms chapter 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with what? Silver and gold, and there was not one, come on, feeble person among their tribes. If he could do it for them, and that was yesterday, he can do it for us today. I said, not one feeble person, not one sick person, not one person with a minor ailment shall leave this place tonight. I decree and declare total healing, total restoration in this place tonight. Anything that's making you uncomfortable will have to bow to the name of Jesus. Notice, he healed how many of them? He healed them all. He healed, if they came to him and they were sick, he healed them. And healed everybody in there. Let's go to another place, if you will. Let's go to, glory to God. It's all good. Let's go to Mark's gospel and chapter 3, please. Mark chapter 3. Look what it says in Mark chapter 3. See, all you need is somebody who's anointed to preach. I'm anointed. No, I better say that one more time. I'm anointed. Amen. Look what it says here in verse 22. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils cast he out devils. So notice they're calling Jesus a devil. See, and Beelzebub means Lord of the flies. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom, what? Cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house, what? Cannot stand. If Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he can't stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a whose house? Strong man's house, and do what to his goods? Spoil his goods, keep going, except he first, what? Bind the strong man, then what did he do? He's gonna spoil his house. Turn over to Mark chapter 5, please. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over into the other side of this country of Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. But that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, that's a military term, and by God, that you torment me not. For he said to him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, Well, what is your name? He said, answered, My name is who? Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. And there was that, glory to God. And there was that night unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter unto them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place, glory to God, into the sea, and there were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fled, that fed the swine, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was that it was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his what? Right mind. And they were afraid. Praise God. So notice, Jesus didn't go after some little old low-ranking demons. He didn't go after them. He came after one demon, the strong man. I don't know if you know anything about Ephesians chapter 6. You better go over there right quick. We're done dealing with imps. We're going after that strong man. I said, we're going after that strong man. Look what it said in verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, come on, principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual what? Wickedness in high places. Lord have mercy. Now notice who we wrestle against. We wrestle against a hierarchy of demonic spirits. And on the top of that is the ruler, is the principality, is the one who is at the top. My name is Legion. Said it real proud and real bold. Say amen to that. If you don't know what you're talking about there, but little demons draw their power from demons of a higher rank. They draw power from. That's why it's called Lord of the Flies. You can fly them or shoo them away, but the flies will come back. If you've ever seen anybody on a film with kids eating meat and stuff like that who are in very poor countries, they fan the flies away, but the flies come right back. That's demons, see? When a demon is cast out and the place is clean and empty, the demons will come back. So what we're doing, we're going to get rid of them for good. Now I'm telling you right now, let me read some of the demons that gonna be dealt with as a result of us dealing with this strong man. These are demons that cause all kinds of diseases, varicose veins, sinus trouble, liver disease, kidney disease, muscle disease, bones, ligaments, tendons, joints, marrow, stomach problems, throat, eyes, ears, nose, lungs, emphysema, skin, hair, blood, weaknesses, sickle cell, hypertension, infirmities, DNA traits that have all messed up, brain, headaches, chemicals, enzymes, out of balance, glandular problems, multiple sclerosis, lupus, all these demons got to go now. Damaged emotions, bipolar, schizophrenic, post-traumatic syndromes, all kinds of addictions, all kinds of alcohol, drug addictions, all kinds of arthritis, all kinds of bursitis, all kinds of pelvic diseases, all kinds of disorders and all kinds of you know, HIV, all that kind of stuff, all the disorders from speaking, all kinds of disorders that will cause immune disorders, Alzheimer's, heart diseases, heart disorders, arteries hardening, all kinds of urinary bladder infections, all kinds of vaginal infections, all kinds of diseases causing melanoma, chest pains, back pains, all kinds of compressed spine, slipped disc, all kinds of fractures, fatigue, all kinds of major depressions, sleep disorders, all kinds of tiredness, all kinds of low blood pressures, all kinds of high blood pressures, anything that's got to do with disease, anything that's got to do with holding you back, anything that's been taken from you in terms of your health, I right now command you, devil, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of those diseases over the people's lives right now in the name of Jesus. I break it right now. I release right now healing and health to everybody in the sound of my voice. I speak it, I decree it, and it shall be established. Right now, you came in here and the kidney was malfunctioning. It is functioning perfect from this day forward. Gum disease, you are healed. I come against a strong man that has tried to hold you back, and by the name of Jesus. See, when I use that name, Jesus is in that name. So whenever I speak that name, he is free to heal. Give God praise because it's healing in the house. It's healing in the house. That's it. That's it. Every demon that's been holding back your mind, I command, go. Oh, yeah. Come on, give him praise.
Because the devils are going, angels are right now. The Holy Ghost is causing demons to flee. I call the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, whatever you couldn't do before, you start doing it now. Devil, come out of this man's neck. Come out of his neck right now. Go in Jesus' name. Ha-ha. Come out of his chest. Come out right now out of her chest. Go in Jesus' name. Alababasata. Yep. Oh, we got him where we want him now. Now, I plead the blood.
That's it, Doc.
I plead the blood. I plead the blood.
Hey. Urababasata labahande kese titro soto labahaya. Oh, yeah. Oh, healing has not passed away because Jesus has not passed away. He's alive right now, and he's here doing the same thing he did 2,000 years ago. The blood. Oh, yeah, we're going to sing one of these blood songs. Because we're going to cover you and your household. Glory to God.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
The blood.
Strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Yes, and it reaches. I said it reaches to the
the Lord of praise now. Now, Jesus said, in my name, you're going to cast out devils. And I command every demon spirit that's been operating in the sound of my voice in God's people, I command you to cease your operation and stop deceiving God's people. I command you to go. And you cannot stay because the blood is against you. All right. Now, let's do this. We'll do this in order now. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Okay. Take a seat, please. Now, backs got healed. You hear what I'm telling you? Legs got healed. I'm speaking the word. Jesus is here. He's a healer. I'm not the healer. He's a healer. See, wherever they had that ark and whatever water they stepped in, the power of God was so powerful till the water split. And I'm telling you, when you call that name, you release that power and the water's got to split. Whatever miracle is needed is going to happen in your life. I just want to show you this. All right. Healing. Man. You got healed. Get up here. Testify. Get up out of your chair. Come on up here. Stand right here. I got a microphone. Come on up here. Yeah. What happened to you?
My left leg.